Praise be Jesus and Mary. It is very important that we all know Christ Jesus, that we come to know Jesus, because the gospel says that this is eternal life, to know thee, the one true God, and Christ Jesus, whom thou hast sent. And so for those who know Jesus in this world, that is the prelude, the foretaste to eternal life. And now the opposite is also true. Not knowing Jesus is the prelude to eternal death. Remember the words of our Lord. And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers. And now, how can we be sure that we know Jesus? This is the question that St. John answers today's first reading from his first letter. The way we may be sure that we know Jesus is to keep his commandments. Of course, this is not an absolute certainty, but it is a moral certainty that we have, that we know Jesus. The way we may be sure that we know Jesus is to keep his commandments. Do what he says. You should read the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5 through chapter 7. Are we doing all that our Lord has told us to do? Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Okay, they may have a speculative knowledge of Jesus Christ, but not an intimate, personal knowledge of Jesus Christ. But whoever keeps his word, the love of God is truly perfected in him. That is, he is in the state of grace, and being in the state of grace does have intimacy, knowledge of Jesus Christ. Remember, our Lord said, whoever keeps my word, I will manifest myself to him. Right? This is the mysterious, mystical manifestation of our Lord to souls who are in the state of grace. Whoever keeps my word, the love of God is truly perfected in him. There's a relative degree of perfection already achieved, and that is meant to continue to grow. And so let's be sure that we are keeping our Lord's commandments, that we may be sure also to know him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.